This is Radio USA for Africa via satellite on the Westwood One Radio Network. I'm Scott Shannon, and now, Mary Turner with Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon.
With a problem this monumental, do you think that one person can make a difference, really?
Well, I mean, not one person all by himself, but each one person with another one person and another one person, and you add all those one persons up and you get hundreds and thousands and then millions of people. I mean, you know, that's the way everything is. You know, if you can't sit there and think that that one person can't do anything, so I won't do anything. You know, of course one person can't do anything. All of us have to do it together.
What do you think? Do you think that we should just send food? Should we just feed people, or should we also provide them with tools and seeds and the means to produce their own food?
Boy, you know, it seems like education would be something that they could use, and I guess that means tools and things. I mean, the most pressing thing right now is to keep people from dying on the streets right this moment, from what I understand. So right now they need food, just rice and bread and just carbohydrates, things that'll keep them alive. But in the long run, sure, I think that people need to go there, and, you know, people who have the knowledge need to go over there and help teach the people.
If you had just one message for the people listening today, what would it be?
Well, maybe, the next time you think about buying a bag of potato chips for a dollar and eating that stuff that isn't going to help you at all, probably going to make you sick, take that money and put it in an envelope and send it to somebody who really needs to eat.
Great. Thank you, Kevin.
Coming up next on Radio USA for Africa, we'll talk with Pat Benatar. You're listening to Radio USA for Africa from Los Angeles. I'm Scott Shannon with Pat Benatar in the studio. Welcome, Pat.
Thanks, hi.
Thanks for taking time out of a Sunday to stop by and be on the show today. You got little baby DJ Haley?
That's right.
How's she doing?
She's doing good. She's getting real big.
Are you proud to be a mother?
Yeah, it's hard work, but it's really great.
Let me ask you about music right now. Are you working on a new album or what?
Yeah, we're in the studio. We just started. We've got 3 cuts done so far.
You're known for getting everything just right, a perfectionist when you go in the studio, and just about everything you do is...
Those days are over.
Do you ever find yourself in the studio and worrying about the kid or anything like that?
Oh, sure. She's with us in the studio, so I spend a lot of time running back and forth, feeding and coming back and working, so... I'll be a lot more lax this time.
Rock and roll's changing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why is the hunger issue so important to you?
Well, you know, it's just, I don't know. I guess it's just the way that it's important to everybody else. I mean, you just, you know, you're so grateful for everything that you have. And, you know, you just see everybody out there. And I found out about it the same way most people find out about it, is that you see all those television shows that are on all the time with the little children and stuff. And then... after having a baby now, and I mean, you just feel for the mothers of these children that are watching their kids, you know, die before their eyes and stuff. So, I don't know. I just think it's important, just as people, you know, just being part of the human race, you should get involved.
The song, "We Are the World," means we can make a difference. With the giving of our struggling brothers in Africa, we're already seen. I'm sure we will make that difference. Thank you. And may God greatly bless all of you for your generosity.
The President of the United States, Ronald Reagan.
There's people in the United States that I won't say that there's not a famine situation here, but certainly people who are very badly off. And I mean, you can look at the South Bronx in New York City. That's something that's close to home to me. And I think that we can all check our communities and try and send help and work toward things in our communities when there's an obvious or even not so obvious imbalance of have to have not.
According to everyone who was there, making the record was a very satisfying experience. But Darryl says for him, it went way beyond that.
I gained the satisfaction of seeing that the music community and people who usually work very much on their own were capable of getting together and putting their efforts towards something that's larger than they were, or than we all are.
Many of the artists at the session had just recently become interested in hunger, but Kenny Loggins says he'd been aware of the problem for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. It was something Eva and I were already working on, my wife and I. We had, for Christmas gifts this year, we'd given donations in people's names to the World Hunger Network, which they gave us, we wrote to them, the World Hunger Network, and made sure that every dollar that we were giving was going to Ethiopia. If everybody in this country sent $1, we'd have a whole lot of money going over there. And I think everybody in this country can afford $1.
With Kenny Loggins, I'm Joel Denver. Now back to Scott Shannon. And now let's go to Westwood One, Studio B, and Mary Turner.
Thank you, Scott. Steve Perry's been involved in many charities over the years, both as an individual and with the other members of Journey. When Ken Cragen asked him to participate in USA for Africa, Steve jumped at the opportunity, singing on We Are the World and contributing a song to the album, If Only for a Moment, Girl. Steve says organized efforts are the most effective ones because he sees strength in numbers.
One person can't make a difference. That's the whole point. That's all the more reason why they should realize that. One person saying to themselves, well, what can I do to make a difference, will stop the whole thing from happening. It's when one person realizes that they do make a difference when they, along with other people, get together and just put $1 into an envelope, you know? $1, anybody can scarf up a dollar and send it in, and there's a lot of people in this country.